Welcome to the Everyday Couple Show, all about the extraordinary journey of life, love, and everything in between. It's real, it's raw, from the highs that make your heart soar to the lows that, well, let's just say life happens. Relationships, parenting, spirituality, mental health, finances, just an everyday couple sharing their thoughts on everyday stuff. So, whether you're sipping your morning coffee, stuck in traffic, or just need a break from the chaos, welcome to the family. This is the Everyday Couple Show. Now, here are your hosts, Jeff and Amber Hooper.
We are finally here.
The Everyday Couple Show, Episode 1.
Episode 1.
We've been talking about it for years.
We started a podcast.
Yes, but we've been talking about it for years.
We have been talking about it for a
while. And we didn't know what to call it.
No, we didn't even know what we were going to talk about.
We're driving, and this is kind of funny. Before we kind of get into the episode, we kind of pretend we were on a podcast in the car a few times, and we started laughing.
That's right, because we were like, wouldn't that be funny if we talked about this, or wouldn't that be funny if we talked about that?
And then we're just kind of doing some role-playing, and that was kind of fun, and then we started laughing. And then we started being stupid. But hey, it's here. The very first episode of The Everyday Couple Show. And really, it's just like the title, The Everyday Couple Show. Mm-hmm. We're just an everyday average couple.
Mm-hmm. Ordinary couple.
That both work full-time jobs. We raised 3 kids. We'll mm-hmm. talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
And we just go through the ordinary stuff that most of you guys are going through. And we want to support you, and we want to love on you. And the only best way to do that is just kind of tell you where we've been, where we're going, the mm-hmm. stuff that we've gone through.
Yeah.
So the Everyday Couple Show, we're going to be talking about a few things.
Yeah, we're going to talk about marriage.
We're going to talk about marriage.
Yes.
Because we've been married for?
21 years.
Be 22 in October.
That's right.
That's exciting. And then we're going to be talking about parenting.
Yes.
Because we just shared about our kids. So we're going to talk about parenting.
Okay.
And then finances.
Yes.
You know, fun thing about finances is, we've got debt free.
We have gotten debt free. It was pretty awesome.
But because we got debt free, obviously we went in debt before we got debt free.
That's true. We had to go in debt to get out of debt.
Yes. I would recommend that way. And then we got into debt again, and we're in the process of getting our debt paid off. And so we're going to talk about that.
Yes.
How we budget. How we go through that. And then we want to talk about mental health.
Yes, mental health.
That is your field, right?
Mental health is my field. So we'll get into some things about mental health, which will be fun.
Yep. And then we're going to talk about relationships.
All types of relationships. Friendships, relationships in your marriage, relationship with your kids, things like that.
Yep, that's fun. And then we're going to be talking about faith.
Yes. Faith is a big part of our life, so we want to share that with you guys mm-hmm. and share things that we've learned maybe through our faith journey and encourage you guys in your faith journey.
Yep. And then we talk about mental health, but we also talk about physical health as well.
Yeah, I deal with some medical things that we'll talk about later on. And so health will be something that we talk about. Jeff has some issues that are minor occasionally.
When she's saying issues, it's talking about my muscular physique.
Oh.
I have strong muscles.
They might have actually thought I was talking about your mental health.
Okay, that's a whole other episode. Man, this is going to get crazy really quick. Really quick.
Yes.
So the Everyday Couple Show, let's talk about us a little bit, right? So,
okay, a little bit more. We did already say that we've been married for 21 years.
Yes, it'll be 22 in October.
And I don't know if we mentioned our kids. We said briefly, might have said that we have kids. Did we say we have 3 kids?
I don't remember. You know,
I don't remember now.
By the way, as you were watching this,
we did.
We're just winging this. Just to let you know.
Okay, we did.
This is how we live. We just wing it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I think that we did talk. Okay, I'll be completely transparent here. We have tried to record this more than one time.
This is probably, I don't know how many.
Well, I mean, not like an absorbent amount, but a few times. So we have talked about our children. And how old they are a few times. So in case we have missed it in this time.
Right. So Malachi, Malachi. Okay. He's at 21.
Yes, because I think I said 22.
Yeah, so Malachi is 21. Okay. Abby is 19.
No.
Abby is 20. Yes. We really love our kids.
We
really
do. We know all about their lives.
And I know their birthdays. You can quiz me on that later. Ooh, and yeah. Then Elijah, he is 18.
He is. I don't know why I want to say he's 19, but he is 18.
He's not. Don't rush that already.
I know. They're already old enough.
All right. So, yeah. So we have the three kids. And then let's talk about kind of where we're at in our life, where we live, all that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share that a little bit?
Sure.
No pressure.
I know. Geez, now I got to like come up with it. We don't have scripts or anything, so I got to just kind of wing it.
You did
which is fine, because I guess I do know about our lives. They are our yes. lives.
Yeah. Why do you need a script?
Don't. Okay.
I was born in.
Wait, hang on. Let me go back to. Okay. I'm just thinking I don't want to go too in depth. Like, it'd be like crazy amount of depth. Anyway, where we're at right now, we are empty nesters. So that is a big part of our lives right now. All three of our kids are out of the home, in case we didn't mention that earlier. We did recently move to the Bay Area this past year.
From Bend, Oregon.
From Bend, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I was getting there.
Sorry. Read the script.
Jeff took a job here. And so we had lived in Bend for how long?
11 years.
Yeah. And we had lived in California prior to that, but then moved to Bend for a job, raised our kids in Bend, and then moved here back here last year for a job.
Yep.
And now here we are. When we moved, all three of our children moved out, and that left us alone.
As empty nesters.
Yes.
Yes, that's the fancy term.
I know. Yeah, that's something we'll talk about, because you know what? That is not something people prepare you for. I will say that right now.
No, that's a whole other episode of which we want to talk about, because I was not like prepping to be an empty nester. So no. We were, you know, all of our kids were living in the house, and we got this job. It was all exciting. Hey, we're going to make this transition. The kids were actually on board. It was a family discussion. And they said, you know, they had a lot of questions to ask. And so long story short, you know, Eli, our youngest, wanted to stay in Bend. He was 17 at the time.
I know.
He was still in high school graduating. Yeah. And so I had to go back to Bend in August for his, I think it was August, for his graduation.
June.
It was June?
Yeah, that's normally when people graduate. Yeah,
you're right. You're right.
Because you moved here in June, Eli, and then you had to come back up for his graduation in June. But I didn't move down until August.
That's true. Right. So I was
did
here.
Did you come up and help me move?
No. You pretty much did everything yourself.
Oh, that's and right. So, I do remember that. I moved our entire house into a storage unit, so I didn't have a moving van or anything.
Yes.
I just moved myself down here.
So we basically left. We have two homes in Bend. We took all of our house and put it into a 40-foot Connex container.
It all fit?
It all fit.
Actually, there's room in there.
There is room.
Yeah.
And then Eli wanted to stay in Bend.
So he stayed?
So he stayed. And I left in June, and I'll tell you, on my way home, on my way to my new home, I was in tears a few times thinking, hey, man, I'm leaving my kids. I had this, you know, I had no idea that would happen. So I was just taking my camper, heading all the way here. It was crazy. It was so crazy.
Yeah. And we'll definitely talk more in depth about that, because that's a whole journey, probably mental health journey as a part of that as well.
Had to learn a couple of tough lessons there.
Yeah.
And then Malachi wanted to stay. He had a job. And so, and then Abby is living with some family of ours in Northern California near Folsom area. And so she's only 89 miles away. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah. So we get to see her more often.
Yep.
So here we are. We are now in California in the Bay Area, empty nesters. So you may be thinking that's why we're doing the podcast. Well, partially we do have more time to ourselves now.
We're filling the void. No joke.
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe a little
maybe
bit.
Just a little bit. We're filling something.
So we figured we would do a podcast, and we're hoping that along the way we can give you little life lessons that we've learned, if anything, in certain areas. And then other areas, we just want you to know you're not alone. And a lot of times it can feel like, man, life is crazy. Am I the only one going through this? And a lot of podcasts, we've talked about this before, a lot of podcasts are like how to get rich or how to do this or how to live a better life or this and that. And we just thought, you know what? We're just going to talk about everyday stuff. We're going to.
Yeah. And one of the things that, you know, we had to face, which all the stuff that we're kind of bringing up now will be episodes later on.
Yeah.
But talking about, you know, we talked about how long we were married. We're going to talk about kind of how we met in one episode. That's a fun story. And then we're talking about, you know, finances, the heartache of having debt. And then the awesome feeling of being debt free, which I felt both. You know, and so we're in that battle right now of getting out of debt, and it's an exciting process, believe it or not. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk when you talk about health, or let's talk about mental health. You know, kind of joking around a little bit. I don't appreciate that. Just joking. But you've been in mental health for how long?
2011 was when I first got licensed as a marriage and family therapist in California, actually, when we were living here.
Mm-hmm.
We moved right after I got licensed. And then they didn't take my license in Oregon, which was difficult because I had to wait about 2 years before my license.
That's a whole nother episode.
So, yeah.
Hey, on mental health, do you think your mental health got worse when you married me, or did it improve?
Do you really want me to answer that
question? It improved, right? Your mental health just improved.
How about that's a whole nother episode?
Tremendously when you married me. And then we'll talk about physical health because, unfortunately, you got diagnosed with MS. Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
That was in 2018.
2018. And so that was a whole, you know, we had quite a few stuff in our life that kind of rocked our world a little bit. And we'll share those things with you.
Mm-hmm. We got lots of stuff to share. So we look forward to it. It'll be fun. They'll be laughing, maybe crying sometimes.
Yeah, I almost teared up talking about.
I know, I saw it.
Here. I was like, oh, I saw what the heck?
That's why I said, we'll talk. That'll be a whole nother episode.
Yeah, it will be.
So, there'll be tissues, so he'll be okay. But
I'll be okay. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll read the script.
Yeah. Please join us and subscribe, like.
Yeah, like, you know, we have a Facebook page. Go to our Facebook, The Everyday Couple Show. Instagram, The Everyday Couple Show. YouTube, our website. So everything is at The Everyday Couple Show.
Yeah. So
how about TikTok? Maybe I'll do a TikTok video.
Yeah.
The Everyday Couple Show TikTok.
You know what?
I like TikTok.
Well, actually, I was going to say everyone's on TikTok, but I'm not. I'm on Instagram, which Jeff says basically it's just, you know, the reels that say it's a 2 week old video from TikTok.
It is.
Which,
she'll catch up. But anyhow, we're going to try to do our episodes where we release it every Thursday is what we're going to hope for. But
that's all him. So cool.
Yeah. So be ready. So let's get our script ready.
Okay. Yes. And be ready. We look forward to talking with you guys and seeing you guys soon.
You've been listening to The Everyday Couple Show. Our passion is to talk about real and raw life stuff that we all go through. Relationships, parenting, spirituality, mental health, finances, and to let you know, you're not alone. Not by a long shot. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at The Everyday Couple Show. And hit the website at TheEverydayCoupleShow.com. Take care and see you next time.